If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Bob Seska.
Stephanie, you know, I'm thinking about bringing, like, a robe and a cup of coffee to Sexy Liberal this weekend. It's the only way I can talk with you. It has to be, like, at the crack of dawn, and I have to be, and my hair has to be sticking up, and I just pretend like it's early, early morning.
I will give anything if you wear, like, a silk robe and have a pipe when you come out to do panel.
Ascot. I'll wear an ascot as well.
Bob Seska, celebrity guest on panel this Saturday, Herbst Theater, San Francisco. Very exciting, honey. Can't wait to see you.
Very exciting. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Me too. Now, I quoted you earlier, your tweet, which was hilarious. You said, I do this for a living. Even I'm having trouble keeping up with Donald Trump's self-immolation. Though, by all means, keep going.
Yeah. I mean, that's just it. I mean, I'm looking at the list of things from this morning, and there's actually kind of a dire lesson at the end of this, but I mean, Trump's staffers are suicidal. Paul Manafort is just mailing it in. Trump doesn't know why we can't use nuclear weapons. That's a story this morning.
No
one will campaign for him. And Judge Curiel says that Trump has to go to trial for the Trump University racketeering charges.
I just had a Gold Star mom on who was ripped off by Trump University. And I was just saying, it lost in all the other horrible stories. It's the horrible Trump University story, but not anymore.
Yeah. But you know what? The map, the electoral map, is basically the same as it was in 2012. There are just, I mean, my thesis, my ongoing thing for the past couple of weeks has been, you know what, Trump cannot just lose. He has to be humiliated. The guy who is famous for saying that he'll have so much winning has to lose so badly
to a girl.
He nor any copycats will pop up in the future.
Yeah.
We just can't have this again.
Yeah, to a girl, exactly.
So much winning.
And you said the same thing I've said. You said prediction, exit polls won't coincide with results due to some Republican women voting for Hillary but telling pollsters they voted Trump. I was saying there's going to be a lot of arguments with Republican husbands. Like, honey, the polls are wrong. Of course I voted for Trump, you know.
Why wouldn't I?
You know, I think there are going to be a lot of Republican women who are going to cross over and vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be reflected in the polls.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, to be Debbie Downer, I think that's going to give the Trump people some sort of fuel to claim a rigged election. Like, the polls are not going to match the results of the election, because you're going to have all of these Republican women saying, hey, you know what, I'm going with Meg Whitman. We're going to vote for Hillary over here, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
Right.
Because can you imagine going home and telling your pro-Trump husband or boyfriend or whatever that you just voted for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
The house will explode.
Statisticians will be writing about this race forever. 100% of the women's vote. That's never happened before.
Yeah, I mean, but now they're talking about, I mean, there's rumors floating around about Trump being replaced again. I mean, every time we go down this road.
I've been saying that I don't know. I wonder if he's going to be the candidate. I just don't know. Like you say, once it becomes clear that he's going to take an ass kicking from a girl.
Yeah. But I mean, I think the safe money is on, you know, steady as she goes. The Republican Party, as we've seen throughout the convention and in the lead up to the convention, when Trump was doing very badly once again in the polls and there was a controversy about Judge Curiel and a million other things, that, you know, they just keep going. They're just going to keep going, and they're going to lick their wounds after it's all over. But to replace Trump, I think, would be a monumental task, from at the very least having to print all new ballots, you know, in time for November, without Trump's name on them, or with, I don't know, would they keep Trump's name on it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems like they would want to replace him with either Mike Pence or Paul Ryan or John Kasich. I don't know what's going to happen next, but someone actually tweeted a gif of Lucille Ball in the candy factory trying to keep all the candies going past on the conveyor belt. And that's what we are right now with Trump stories.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in your headline, you say, despite the GOP's voter ID laws, Trump is already blaming Hillary for rigging the election. I mean, And you, as you write, you said, I hate to say I told you so, but it appears as if Donald Trump is borrowing talking points from Bernie Sanders and the Bernie or bust crowd. The presidential debate schedule has been publicly known since last September, yet Trump's now realizing two of the three debates compete against NFL games. You say, half Republicans, half Democrats, right? The presidential debate commission?
Oh, yeah. I mean, PolitiFact has been all over this. I mean, it's the most ridiculous claim that we've seen so far with regard to any sort of allegations of malfeasance going on, or whatever you want to call it, any sort of election rigging that, oh, it coincides with the NFL games. But, you know, it's nearly impossible to schedule these things, especially in the fall, when you consider that there's not only NFL football, but there's also playoff baseball and all these other sporting activities going on at the same time. And it's nonsense.
Right. And, Bob, I love the implication that Hillary's afraid to debate him. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, Hillary's terrified.
Yeah, no. I mean, the fact of the matter is that if Trump isn't terrified to debate Hillary Clinton, then he really is mentally ill. Because I think anyone, especially with Trump's lack of knowledge about basic things like the nuclear triad, I think would be terrified to step into a national debate situation outside of Fox News Channel and outside of Fox News Channel's wacky debate sound effects. I don't think Donald Trump would be able to do anything at all intelligible at a debate situation like that. He would just get destroyed.
Well, but it is interesting. You talk about this whole, like, rigging thing. You say they're building an escape hatch before the fact, revealing a hint of defeatism while prepackaging the delegitimization of the Clinton presidency. The allegedly stolen election will be the new birth certificate. You say endlessly investigated by Trump's flying monkeys, yes, who I guess are still looking for the original birth certificate as well. So he can just put them on double duty, yes.
Well, that's what they need. I mean, it worked with the birth certificate for a while there. It effectively, with many, many people, many of which are now Trump supporters, doubting whether or not Barack Obama was even a legitimate president. And I think that's the groundwork that they're laying now. And, you know, I don't know how much Roger Stone is to be believed at this point. I don't really think he's even at all connected to the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
But he is going around blurting crazy things like there's going to be a bloodbath if Hillary Clinton wins the election.
By the way, is it a requirement that you also have to have weird hair to be a Trump?
Yes.
He looks like a geriatric Ken doll, doesn't he? He looks like his hair is like Snap-on. I don't know what...
Yeah, it's like, he's got like Fisher-Price man hair. Yeah, I mean... When August rolls around and they're going to start opening up all those Halloween stores, you'll have to be able to go in and get real-life Roger Stone hair and glasses. Googly-eyed, big, like, gigantic circular glasses.
Okay, you might have written one of my favorite lines of this election. Qualifications and knowledge. Hillary's objectively loaded with both. Trump, though, is an empty suit who might just be suffering from a nervous breakdown and an unknown species of brain worms.
Yeah, I mean, I'm beginning to wonder. Something is eating away his gray matter slowly, and I'm just imagining, like, some sort of... Not some sort of terrestrial form of brain worms. I'm talking about something that came from outer space.
I had the best worms.
It's as plausible a theory as any as to what's going on. By the way, you, of all the things he says, you just, like, some of them you miss because there's so much, as you were saying, we're in the candy factory. But you said more important than Trump expelling a crying infant or whichever Republican member of Congress has renounced his support for Trump, is in an interview with Fox Business, he described how a plan for upgrading our roads and bridges, describing how we'd have a fund.
Yeah. We're
doing
a fund.
A fund.
We'll get a fund. But first of all, I don't think he understands how you get a fund. I mean, you know, if you rewind back to 1956, when Dwight Eisenhower passed the
highway bill,
the highway bill, there was something established called the Highway Trust Fund, and it was supposed to meant to accumulate money to do road repairs and things like that. Well, it's woefully underfunded for what we need to do now, and Trump just is going to go out and get one. He's just going to make a fund, and then, well, who's going to put money into it? People.
People.
People will put money. People will put
money
into
the fund. The fact that he just has no basic understanding of how the government works. You say, citizens pooling their money into an entity that would subsequently use the revenue to build something else? Sounds like government taxation and spending to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why he just doesn't, I don't know why he's got it complicated for himself. I think it's just because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. So he's making up whatever comes off the top of his head.
Right.
It's like what Clarence Page was just saying. He's like a guy trying to BS his way through an oral exam in high school.
Right.
And that's exactly what's going on. So he says, well, it's a fund. We're going to make a fund. By the way, I have the best words.
Yeah,
I have the best words. I come up with words like fund.
Yeah, and go ask your Republican friends in Congress for what sounds like spending and see how that goes,
yeah,
right?
Oh, exactly, yeah. Right. The Republicans in Congress love infrastructure spending, which is what they've been filibustering for the last 8 years.
Yeah. You say the truth is he doesn't know how the system works and therefore believes the White House can just sidestep Congress and raise new revenue on its own. It is to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just it. Any sort of fund that he's going to get, it has to go through Congress. Congress has to pass things like this. Congress isn't going to do it. They're just not going to do it. Otherwise, they would have done it already.
Yeah, exactly. Bob, great stuff as always. We will see you on panel, Herbst Theater, Sexy Liberal, this Saturday.
Hey, yes.
Get those last remaining tickets because, you know, the Sescanator.
That's right. My mom's buying up a bunch of tickets. We don't want Bob to look like he's not selling out the place.
You are smart and funny, but I'm just saying wear some tight pants. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Work it for mama. Love you, Bob. See you Saturday.
Love you,
Stephanie. All right, there it goes. Bob Seska.
I'm going to get a fund.
It's a fund. Gee, it sounds a lot like paying taxes so we can build roads and stuff. Wow. If only we thought of that before. All right.
I have the best funds. I don't know what they are, but they're good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.